Good morning, Goldie and Jessica here, and welcome to the best radio show. We're here to tell you all about the new scoop on adolescence, crime, and brain development.
A topic that is currently trending is if there is a connection between brain development and crime. We interviewed adolescents from ages 9 to 18 by asking them the same questions.
The question we asked our various interviewees was, if you were in a store and you didn't have enough money to buy something that you really, really wanted and no one was watching, would you take it and why?
The part of the brain that controls how we think and react is called the frontal cortex. This part of the brain is not fully developed in adolescence.
Well, it depends, because if it's a cheap store, then I would probably take it if no one was looking. But if it's a big store that has a bunch of security cameras and can zoom into my face and figure out who I am, then I most likely wouldn't do it.
Adolescents are less likely to think before they act, consider the consequences of their actions, and to realize their dangerous behaviors.
Yes, I would, because I would feel like I could get away with it since nobody's watching me, nobody's seen it, so nobody knows it happened. Therefore, there's no consequences.
Just because this part of the brain is not fully developed doesn't mean they do not know the difference between right and wrong.
After hearing about the brain and the adolescent's responses to the scenario, do you think they should or should not be responsible for their actions? Have a nice rest of your morning from the best team. Remember, you stay classy.